Six
Oh my god.
We're gonna
That's it.
That's the cold open for every episode now.
That's gonna be the cold open. It's just me doing that.
It's for this episode.
And well, no, for I don't know, but for everything, as far as I'm concerned, because it's gonna be that, and then just a lot of the laser noises. Yeah, all of that shit. We should. Coming up here, I mean, there's not much to say to that except that we should have stuck with that one because that was gold.
Yeah, I agree. Remember?
Yeah, no, I forgot for a second. So, I was waiting in a part of town for somebody, and they're supposed to be. I thought they're gonna be there at 6, but they actually weren't gonna be there till 8. I didn't find that out till, like, in 15-minute increments, so I couldn't come home and come back.
Yeah.
So I was hanging out in the parking lot. I got some wings. That was good. Got some booze for later. That was good. But then there was a dollar store. I was like, I can kill 30 minutes in a dollar store.
Yeah.
So I wandered around there for 30 minutes. Spent $6. Bought a dollar knife, a dollar sharpening stone, some dollar paper, and then proceeded to sit in the parking lot sharpening my dollar knife instead of cutting the dollar paper. Got it pretty sharp. Then I realized what I was doing and what that would look like to anybody else and stopped.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that story was going to be you getting a knife to protect yourself in a shitty area.
Yeah, but you'd think that, but no.
just because I was like,
I'm amazed at the quality. This is Sidsock, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
You may notice a distinct lack of car sounds.
We can fix that.
I don't know what car sounds are. So I'm Kendrick.
I already introduced myself, so.
And this is our 100th episode. This is going to be an editing nightmare, and I want you all to know that.
Check these levels.
We're going to go ahead, and I did check. Did I check the levels? Levels look.
I'm just kidding. Good. I said check after I screamed into the thing.
Yeah. No.
Did you get, how many of them did you get?
I've currently got to here on the list. So there's only those that I didn't get. And those are all easy to look up.
Okay.
So if you, all these tabs that are open in this window are all queued to the right, more or less spot. So everybody, we're going to do in an effort to actually be the first organized, intentional, like Sidsock, we're going to go ahead and do a clip show.
Yeah. So we're doing our best ofs as voted by people.
Mostly Kevin and Kyle. Mm-hmm. And you guys know because you're the only ones listening. I've had some wine.
I haven't, but I was going to say I should have some. I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay. How do you want to do that? Do you just want to go get one and then I'll just talk for a little bit? Or
we could pause it.
You know, let's do that. In an unprecedented event, we're going to go ahead and come back.
Yeah, hey.
I can't remember. I think I said and. We paused it. We cheated. We needed more beer.
Dry Dock, give us money.
Dry Dock, yeah. Give us some money, if you would. Or Boda Box.
Oh, that sweet, sweet apricot.
I do like that apricot.
That's my favorite.
That's the sour one. Okay, so let's just dive right into it. Basically, here's what we're going to try to do. We're going to play a clip. We're going to react to it. And we're going to try to not talk over it because that's going to be a real pain to edit. So we're just going to listen.
Don't
so
look at me little, like I'm going to talk over it.
It's going to get a little choppy, but bear with me. And we'll just do our...
And we'll set a 1 minute, 2 minute timer after for comments and stuff. That way we don't get too long a conversation.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it under control here. So first things first, I think it's... It's someone here. I'm just going to wing it when I edit this. So this is going to sound... We're going to mostly react to what Kendrick thinks you should hear. So first off, this is the blinker fluid from episode 1. Enjoy the shitty audio.
I want to know what people do if they ever try to replace their headlight fluid. Like, you know, like the people that are actually trying to do it. What are they doing? Like, are they filling up the encasement or like
I don't know
like it's
Garion's Garion's Land Rover had a crack in the back light fixture and it would collect water because the crack was at the top and it put as a watertight seal. So we were stopping at Pusaba or something and then Eli stepped out and looked at it and tapped it like, holy crap, you do have headlight fluid.
Is that how that
it's
works?
A thing. It's a thing.
The blinker fluid's leaking. That would be like one of those things someday where like it's a technology that everyone jokes about, but it actually becomes a real thing. And then it's like, oh,
turns
shit.
Out we get liquid state
lights
or something that
light
are much more
can
efficient.
Last forever if
but you got to refill it with an electrolyte or something, so it needs water every couple of
that
years.
That would be crazy.
Oh my god, no, wait, we have those water-based, like, electrolyte.
So, that was
us speculating about Blinker Feud and the Flute in the future, and I thought it was
well,
funny.
I like how it became a thing. Like, it was, as we were going, it was like, oh, shit, that's apparently a thing now, as we're talking.
We just built it into, like,
and then we got distracted by traffic. Like, all of our great ideas, we've just been distracted by traffic, yeah, like, every time.
I think that, I don't know if we'll have one of those, like, the best of distracted by traffic, but we do often get distracted by traffic.
Or that one time we saw that shiny thing in the road. Do you remember that?
No, I hope you find it.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to find it today, but, because it was totally out of the blue, we just stopped talking because there was, like, a pie tin or something in the street, and we were like, oh, shit.
Oh my god.
We'll have to do another best of sometime to find that one.
Yeah, we'll have to. But yeah, so one of the cool things that I like about Sidsock, I think, is they're just like off the wall.
Well, that was episode one. That was our first episode. Yeah. We went back and we were still laughing at it. Like, it's still funny shit to us.
And we didn't have a podcast name at that time either, which is kind of funny. Like, if you go back and listen to that episode, it's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the next part we're going to talk about is going to be us, how we would attempt to name the podcast. And this is an episode two.
I was even doing good names here. Like, this one was called Hitler Hedonism in the Heart.
Oh, it works for the episode if you follow through the whole thing.
Yeah, I really dropped the ball on the name lately, I think. Okay, so this one was just the beginning, right? Or the 2 minute mark?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
So, enjoy.
That, but he's awful hairy, so, like, he ain't got no teeth.
All right, so should the name reflect the fact that we're driving and talking, thus not paying attention to driving? Or the fact that we are, like, just kind of random, it's like a variety kind of thing where we talk about
it's
whatever's on our minds.
Crossing the stream of consciousness.
Yeah, because, like, it is.
Pissing
it is
in the stream of consciousness.
If you look at...
I'm just throwing names out here.
That's actually an interesting name.
Pissing in the stream of consciousness.
But I feel like it alienates some users that don't like, you know, golden shower humor.
Well, yeah, but I already said fuck at least 3 times now.
God.
So,
I thought that was funny because shortly after that you say... We'll keep it as a backup. Like, we'll keep that name as a backup.
We'll keep that name as a backup, and when we think of something better.
And then
100 episodes later.
You're never sure what you're going to miss until you miss it, so we got to keep it as a backup, because I don't want to commit this early. It's like, you say something like that. It was, like, totally a reflection of, like, us. I know, it's so weird, because it's only been, like, a little over a year.
A little under 2 years.
No, 2 years.
Almost
okay.
2 years.
And just to see how we've changed after listening to the podcast and reflected on some of the stuff that we used to say back then. And
it's also funny, because I remember... Some of the stuff I noticed here, like, my old car had that fan that would just blow for, like, the first 10 minutes, and it's really fucking annoying on the first, like, few minutes of every podcast.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop us at all.
Yeah, but that was the original name we were talking about, how we're pissing. Following our stream of consciousness, and then Kendra said crossing the stream of consciousness.
Crossing, and then
pissing,
I said pissing
the stream
in,
of consciousness,
and then it was,
and then in an effort to not scare people immediately away from the podcast, we decided to not piss on the stream. But
well, we figured that would be hard to do SEO stuff, because back then we had dreams.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of that, the next one...
The next one is the cold open. Yeah, so this should be our new intro. So I think that this one...
Is this it?
This is it, yeah.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. This is going to be loud, just a heads up at home.
Sidsock! Oh my god.
We're going to...
That's
it.
That's the cold open for every episode now?
That's going to be the cold open. It's just me doing that.
It's for this episode.
And well, no, for I don't know, but for everything, as far as I'm concerned, because it's going to be that, and then just a lot of the laser noises. Yeah, all of that shit. So we should... coming up here, I mean, there's not much to say to that, except that we should have stuck with that one, because that was gold.
Yeah, I agree. That one was pretty sweet. I like our theme song, though. I think I hope we have that on here somewhere, like the first time we used our theme song.
I don't know. Maybe. I think we missed it. I think it's somewhere in this area. But we have another theme song. But this is your weird rant about Canada?
Oh, yeah. So sometimes I say...
stuff?
I say, if you don't like it, you can go back to Canada. And this is the one where I kind of go off on it. So go ahead.
All right. So Kyle hates Canada.
If you couldn't tell, this podcast really likes episode 7, and if you don't like episode 7,
you can get out!
You can go back to Canada with your maple syrup and your mounted cops.
I don't think that they can dislike them.
Your weed grown on the streets, and...
We're still waiting to hear what China has to say about it.
Socialized healthcare, and your no guns on people thing, except for when there's guns on people, and your trailer park people growing weed, and... You making shows that make me feel like I could go to Canada and grow weed in a trailer park and not get in trouble. Okay, I'm good.
Good?
I feel a lot better now.
Okay. I don't know what Kyle has against Canada today, but there we go.
Yeah, apparently all of those things that he just mentioned.
Fair enough.
I'm not jealous. Stop saying that.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the end of that. Okay, so we'll get 8:30. So, yeah, Kyle is jealous of Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it was back when I was watching a lot of Trailer Park Boys, and I was like, these guys are so bad at doing this that I feel like I could go to Canada and do it better.
And that's, like, most of what that episode was, and I agree. It makes you think that you could possibly be a weed grower in Canada. It's a very
all you got to do. Are you going to do that while we're talking?
Yeah.
Okay. All you got to do is go to Canada and just grow weed and live in a trailer park, and you're good to go.
I'm drinking wine.
Good, golden. Yeah, it's because you're cutting a Boda box open.
I am. It's because these are my lounge pants, though. I wore these until they burned out at work.
And all right, then all right, I kept them. All right.
So anyway.
Okay, I see. I was like, you wore like pajama pants to work, and I was
no, these are actual slacks, and there's like a hole in the ass now, but they're so comfortable that I use them when I was painting today. So
do you poop
like,
out of it? I mean, I've tried, but it only works if it's diarrhea.
It's not enough, you know. It's like, oh my god, how I tried.
And the next one is on an episode that I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, we went back one here, so
yeah. Well, we're going back to episode 8, but yeah, it's okay. They're so not. They don't have to be in order.
Superheroes got to eat.
Yeah, and so this one's on the Align Your Personality Stacks episode where we talk about. Where we talk about like the alignments in D&D and
oh yeah,
and
we got way
it's
into
okay
that.
To be neutral,
prescriptive sometimes. Versus descriptive, yeah. And that was a good episode. Yeah. I mean, I look back and like, yeah, we had some gold back then. What happened to us?
Yeah, like what? We're hacks now.
We've been hacks. Enjoy.
That's what I say. So when I was first described, like, because I was as an original D&D player, I was terrified to ask for more gold because I didn't want to become evil. And then people are like, no, you can ask for paid for your services. I mean, you fucking just slayed a monster for this dude, like. You just put your life on the line for this shit. Like, that justification alone merits that you get rewarded. Skills. Yeah,
this is your life, man. Yeah. Come on, monetize
it. It's like superhero that wants to get paid for his shit. Is he evil? No, he's not evil. He's just not, maybe, he's not, like, good. He's not doing it for the righteousness of, like, whatever good does.
Well,
I don't
the virtue as its own reward.
Depending on the individual, he may have to eat at the end of the day. So, you know, can't...
And we're not all millionaires.
Yeah, not all superheroes are millionaires, Spider-Man.
Not all millionaires are superheroes.
Not all Spider-Man are spiders.
Not all spiders are spiders.
Everything
what if everything is spiders?
Spiders.
Oh, God, everything is spiders.
That would stop on everything is spiders. We'll stop on everything is spiders.
So, like, that, I like that one because that was a really interesting conversation, but also because it's the, like, epitome of our podcast, which is we can talk about one thing, and then 2 seconds later, we're talking about how everything is spiders.
Immediately talk about spiders. Just everything is spiders. .com.
But yeah, so alignments was a really cool episode because you really did talk about prescriptive and descriptive. And
it's important, like, to understand the difference, and yeah. I still think people struggle with that. They, our podcast didn't solve it for the community somehow. We got to get our shit together.
Yeah, we need to have people listen.
What are we doing
Step
here?
Step one.
I got to stop making noise when we're
recording.
Yeah,
you're like really into this wine bag thing.
I'm debagging the wine.
All right, the next one we have
so the next one,
is...
I actually can't make sense of what you wrote here.
Okay, so... Did you go to episode 8? And 22 minutes into episode 8.
Over here, I've got episode 8.
We talk about... Minutes. Scroll down a little bit more. And we're going to play... Oh, this isn't in episode 8. It's the one with the Chuck Norris video.
Yeah. Why I was a little confused. Because I'm like...
Is it in 9?
I think it might be episode
it's 9.
9 that you meant.
Scroll down.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, so 9. We're going to listen to this Chuck Norris clip with the intro here real quick.
You want
the podcast?
Okay.
There's nothing in the podcast I want to listen to. I just want to listen to the voiceover because...
Oh, okay. Like, okay, well, yep. we'll find it.
It's this one. Oh, yeah, you can find a clip in there if you want, but
this
one, where we reference it.
Ninja.
Ninja.
It has to be. But they don't exist anymore.
No, that's fine. So...
So this is a movie called The Octagon from Chuck Norris, and we reference it in the episode because we're talking about voiceovers and like narration and you get on this kick about Chuck Norris, and it's you'll hear it, and I hope you get good audio on this because it is possibly the worst voiceover ever.
It's
the intro part where he's like, it's like overlapping the voice too soon, and you can't understand what people are saying. Like,
yeah.
Bad voiceovers are bad, but if you haven't seen this episode or watched this video that's on this episode, it's fucking hilarious to just watch Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's a movie. That is one. It's worth watching drunk.
Really?
I think so.
I've never seen it. I just like the voiceover.
There's an ending scene, if I remember correctly, where he has to like fight all the ninjas in like a big babble.
Uh-huh.
And it's ridiculous.
Is he voicing over still?
I think he's constantly doing the voiceover shit throughout the whole thing. It's like someone decided that we really got to sell this somehow with some voiceovers. We can't
just sit here and have Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
All right. So all
right, so now I know what the hell that nonsense
yeah.
is. Okay, just to say, episode 8, space 22MIN, space CHUXK, space MORSE, space VOCIE.
Chuck Norris Vonsa.
And it was over. Like, I'm not sure what's happening here.
And I put the wrong episode, which
and
is...
And I got that episode, I played it, I'm like, I don't get it, but...
sure, we'll figure it out.
So I'm just going to go ahead and put episode 9 in there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, once you fix that part.
That's the part there.
All right.
So this is the one where apparently I blame all deaths in the USA on cars.
I don't remember.
And that's almost true, but...
This is a cool episode because he was talking about how, like, we were talking about traffic. And I talk about my blah, blah traffic stuff, and then, yeah.
And it's got a picture. Remember when we took that picture of the idiot? And it blurred out all the license plates to be nice?
That was too nice. All right, play that shit.
Let's see if I got the right spot. Ready?
Obviously, people suck at driving, right? It is the leading cause of death that's not health-related. I think it's currently, what is it, heart disease and then vehicular accidents or vehicular collisions.
Okay.
You can check me on that if you feel like it. But I'm pretty sure that it's if it's not leading, it's in the top 5 causes of death.
Traffic accidents?
Yeah.
In America?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like
maybe cause of an injury.
I mean, it's like heart disease, cancer, cars. Like, that's it. So if you don't die from your bone body killing you, you die from a car killing you.
Is that... That seems...
Look it up.
Crazy.
Look it up. But, I mean, think about it. What else would it be? What else would you die from? Our murder rate, well, people complain about it a lot, really is not that high. Suicide rate, distressingly high, but not that high. But while you search for that, what I'm saying is, okay, fine. God. Just... All right. I mean, you can look up leading causes of death in the United States really quickly. Find it, it's on there, and you call bullshit on me right now. But regardless of whether it is in the top 5 or not, I'm positing that it is, but even if it isn't, it still takes the lives of thousands of people every year.
Every second.
Every minute, 100 million people die from car accidents in America.
Oh my God. Why are we using these things?
They're death traps. They're death traps, but they make your dick feel so hard.
So, aside from the dick hardening, that was the coming back in. Now after I said so, it's back in. aside from the dick hardening, I was very certain.
Yes.
And that was not accurate. But I like to say, in my own defense, I invited you to debunk me. And then from there, you debunked me.
And it happens.
And I still insist that it's probably one of the leading causes of death.
It's
and
high.
It is when you break it down. But it's not It's not as high as I made it sound like in this episode.
But it's another instance of like how Kendrick and I are stubborn as fuck sometimes.
Bombastic.
Yeah. And if you don't really like that, then you know you can go back to Canada. Earlier, so you can't actually, you know, that way I'm reinforcing it or something.
So I think that speaks for itself.
So the next part is this episode was weird because in the same episode we talk about all this traffic shit and murder, we end up talking about like automation because of the cars being automated. How
right,
we can like actually
you,
start.
You
doing
have
stuff.
To automate cars for a moral reason. That's my current
yeah.
opinion. So yeah, morally obligated to automate cars. So here's another clip from episode 11.
Because the intro before that, though, is that once we start talking about it, we're talking about how pizzas can be delivered in cars and made at the same time, and then we get into French fries.
Yeah,
this
is the pommes frites.
Oh,
promise.
Is it?
The pommes frites promise.
Okay.
Right, that's what this one is.
Yeah.
So I'll just go in front of the list. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
How about this? The first person to comment on this who isn't one of the three people in the car right now, I will buy you French fries.
Damn it.
First person who comments, open-ended, forever. As long as it's on the actual blog site, you can't post this somewhere else.
Yeah, if you fucking respond
fucking
to this on the
shit.
Facebook and you're like, I want free French fries,
I will slap you in the face. I will drive to your house and I will hate you.
People. You're getting lucky. Kendrick's letting you off easy.
Yeah. So all I'm saying, be the first person to comment. Kendrick will buy you French fries of your choice.
Yeah.
And I'm opening myself up here because there's a lot of delicious French fries out there that are like, oh, this is a pan fried aioli covered. You know, whatever potato thing that's in the French fries covered with salmon. And I'm like, well, shit, that's like a $45 plate of French fries, but I said I'd do it. And if you can find those, I will buy them for you, and I'll buy some for myself because that shit sounds delicious, but it might be because I'm getting kind of hungry. So regardless, one more time, first person to comment who isn't in this car gets a free plate of French fries on Kendrick.
Oh, I fucked it up again. Our website sucks, man.
Yeah.
Also, did you notice every page now renders every episode?
It's
like
yeah,
it's
amazing.
That's anyway,
it's the only
I
way to find
violence.
Them all because there's no
true. I threatened violence.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is Garion actually claimed this.
And you never bought
a French fry. And I never bought a French
fry. And you even said, this is a great opportunity to get the, like, most expensive French fries in the world because I'll buy them for you.
Yeah. And we never closed the deal on that one. And I don't think he can eat French fries anymore because his kidneys exploded.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is a sad time now.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Moving swiftly forward.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Okay, this is intense.
Okay, yeah, so, this is... I don't...
This is a pure and this is an unadulterated Sitsock moment where we move so fast in the stream of consciousness.
I didn't think it did, but we'll go.
You didn't think it moved fast?
No, we'll see. I'll play it. We'll talk about it. All right. Listeners at home, we'll align this properly.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Or people like who use MIDI sounds a lot, like I Fight Dragons.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
Sean Wasabi was doing it, right? Like
Sean Wasabi.
All the songs I listened to this week. That's kind of cool. Like I dig that it's become it's integrated now. That's kind of an interesting thing. Like there's like a whole subgenre of like a subgenre of music that's not all chip the same tune. Music.
Well, you have chip tunes too, which is interesting.
But people covering video game songs is like awesome because it's like let's cover the score from Star Wars. And you're like, why would you do that? Like they already did a good job. Yeah. You're like, because I like it. Like,
and that's one of the things where what it's playing off of it is. I keep like hitting these trucks and just bouncing off of them. So, thank God bodywork isn't a thing, right? Cars are supposed to look all Mad Maxy, right? Like that's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. First thing I get in this car, I just go all Mad Max, by the way. Like the first time I fuck anything up, it's all off.
Like
you're just going to like be like fucking poster.
It's going to be covered in dildos, actually, let's just be honest.
This bag is full of black dildos.
It's full of black dildos.
Did you pour Axe onto this dildo?
Yeah, like a can and a half.
So there is no Chad.
Anyway, that's all. That's
from Derek Comedy, Bro Rape sketch, by the way.
Yeah, Bro Rape, which kind of got a little intense in places and was like, maybe a little uncomfortable. Like just got a little, I mean, you know, kind of got a little rapey.
They didn't
whitewash anything. It's super rapey.
Did at the beginning, like he's just chugging scotch out of a bottle?
That was, but it was Dewar's White Label, okay. So that's okay. The part that got me was when they just spun him around and just started ramming it. And I was like, wow. They're just raping that guy.
So we moved from that to Bro Rape. Really quickly, like
yeah, wow, well,
super chip
tunes
quick.
To Bro Rape, spitting in the stream of consciousness.
Can that be the title?
Chip tunes to Bro Rape.
I
feel like yes is the title. It's the title now. And I think that might have to be a title of a book that I write.
Chip tunes to Bro Rape, the Kendrick Evans story.
Yeah, and so.
I never want that book to be made.
I hope not. That would be a very interesting book. You have to change it from like a biography to something else, maybe like a memoir.
Pseudobiography.
Yeah, you're a ghost writing somebody else's biography.
Fake biography. That sounds terrible.
It's like
that sounds like the worst MDMA fueled party I've ever heard.
I actually think that's the one I'm talking about. I'm claiming that's our best distraction by traffic episode where people are just like doing stuff and we go from talking.
And I get so mad about wanting to hit people with cars that I start talking about how my car is covered in dildos and that becomes black dildos, and because we were watching that video about dildos, that means that Bro Rape. And it's like, fuck.
Oh my god.
God.
Welcome to Sitsock,
everybody. Welcome to Sitsock, everybody. Bro Rape. Moving swiftly forward, away from Bro Rape, towards Ron Jeremy, actually. This one.
This one about how I don't know English.
How Kai doesn't know
We don't need
English.
To talk about how I type my notes here.
The best part about it is your notes don't even make sense.
No, that's also true.
The Kyle Hagen way.
Enjoy. I know what they mean.
I am very excited for our listeners to listen to today's episode, which is episode 10, released today. Because I listened to it again last night.
Can you reference that?
Episode 10.
Are you allowed to reference
it? I just did. Well, yeah, because 10 is out.
I'm making up rules.
Did we make up rules?
Episode 10, I realized after listening to it, is me and Kendrick arguing about, like, how I don't know English very well.
Yeah.
And that's basically the entirety of the episode.
It's literally
and one
just
of the tags was,
yelling at
Kyle is as wrong as he thought he was, and I added a tag last night that said, I'm not as wrong as Kendrick thinks I am. And there's another tag that said, Kyle and Kendrick are an old married couple, and I was cracking up last night.
Yeah,
especially
apparently we're married now.
Yeah, no. Not,
in some cultures,
if you do a podcast
fought,
together
yes.
and you fight as much as we do, you're
right,
legally married.
Right.
You
well,
legally
that,
have to file your
that
taxes
led to a
together.
Yeah, Kyle does not know English.
No, I don't. And I remember that episode before that. I don't want to post it because it's just, you could listen to the whole episode and just hear how like fucking pissed off I am that I'm like wrong and...
Oh,
how
yeah.
I fundamentally don't use language the same way that people do.
That's
and
what you like
it
to say.
Frustrates me.
So
that's what I like to say because it's true. Are we going to talk this right now?
No, wasn't that the one where we had, like, that huge all-day, like, whiteboard talk instead of getting any work done?
Well, that was stressful. The whole thing started with a picture of a whiteboard, too, which was, like, the whole thing where the teacher, go back and watch that episode, and you can feel my butt hurt through the audio.
I think this is a typo, because I can't find this clip anywhere in this episode.
Buddhist Necrons are, there is one. We started talking about Necrons and how they're good.
Okay, so, you'll find the right clip, listeners. You'll hear the right clip now.
Crip. Red Crip.
Bloods? Fuck, it's gang warfare now. But we're both wearing gray. We're gray.
Oh, shit, different shades. Start the clip.
Creepy as fuck. Sometimes they wear skin of other creatures because that's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, the players do that. That's cool, flayed ones.
And they basically, their goal is very simple. They want to exterminate. Basically, well, it really is, they want to end all suffering. Because there actually is a slight, tiny bit of altruism. Because they want to end all of the suffering in the universe and bring peace by killing everyone. And then, because if everybody's dead,
there's
peace and no suffering.
But it's also kind of do some weird assimilation stuff, too. You know? Yeah. They're like, they don't just kill everything. They kind of like absorb their soul.
Yeah. And their goal is kind of, again, somewhat altruistic. And that they want to, it's like the Borg. It's like Hindu Borg. It's a weird mix because it's like, well, yeah. Or
that's
Buddhist,
a weird
almost.
Way to think of the Necron, and I like it.
It's almost Buddhist, really. It's almost Hindu Buddhist Borg. Buddhist Borg because they don't have the caste system. Because it's like all life is suffering. So let's just get to the chase here and kill everyone.
Yeah.
It's like that's kind of the wrong interpretation of Buddhism,
that's
and that makes people very upset.
It.
But it's, I mean, okay, go with it, man. Get on with your bad self.
So get on with your bad self.
Yeah, get on. I like how we can take something that's generally unopposably wrong or weird and turn it into something where you're like, oh, I guess I could understand why they're not that bad.
I'm kind of impressed how we managed to get into the Buddhist implications of the Necron philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that one.
Ending suffering. That was all you, man.
That's what it was, man. Ending suffering, you know? Mm-hmm. They're basically the Bodhisattvas. They're here to kill you.
Yeah.
And save you from yourself.
It's not necessarily wrong, not necessarily right, but they just want to stop suffering.
That's still my favorite part about Warhammer 40K is there are no good guys. And there are no bad guys. They're all just terrible things in space doing stuff to each other.
You don't want to run into anything, but you have to.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is the one, I think this is the episode where we talk about real life people's D&D stats and green chili.
Yes. Dixon Bainbridge. Yep. And then fruit gravy.
Fruit gravy.
All right. Enjoy.
And I read Ron Swanson as Ron Jeremy, and I was like, oh, man. And for some reason, you're right. I go in podcasts, always go to porn. But what would Ron Jeremy's stat line be?
I feel like he's got to have some inexplicably high charisma that doesn't make sense.
Right?
Luck or
base
something.
Base 20, and then he's got the weird 70s necklace of +4 charisma.
Yeah, and it's how are you so charismatic? Oh, no, that's what it is. This figures into it because, he's not terribly strong.
No.
He's maybe average, not below average, but he's not terribly strong. He's not terribly fast.
And
he's not necessarily.
And surf.
Okay. He's not. Not digging his money.
We just did the perfect sound clip of opening a opening a can. So
well, accelerating with the power of a Japanese V8.
So he's got really high charisma.
But I mean, if you go down the rest of the stats,
strength,
right?
Normal,
intelligence.
Normal,
he's not that smart.
I don't know. I don't know how his intelligence is, but I feel like that's not the stat I'm focused on. I feel like Constitution's really high though.
Yeah. So his Constitution.
His charisma.
His charisma.
So.
Stamina in there? No, we don't. That's part of Constitution.
Ron Jeremy's a paladin.
Basically, Ron Jeremy is a paladin.
Well, there you go, folks.
Ron Jeremy gets
money. That's Sit Sock today. Ron Jeremy is a paladin. He worships the gods of pornography.
Gods of cock.
So that reminds me, aside from Ron Jeremy, you said that you didn't realize that my car was a V8 in another episode, and I just now remembered that. For the longest time, and I'd gun it, and you'd be like, I keep saying V8.
I thought you were just saying it because of Mad Max.
Right. But both of the cars I've driven all the time have been V8s.
Hmm. Both that has nothing to do with Ron Jeremy's paladin.
It doesn't, but it was in that clip.
So, and that's one of the clips where you can hear Kendrick rev his engine, rev set engine, and hear it in the podcast.
Yeah.
But Ron Jeremy is a paladin, so if you, you know, go up to him, he's probably gonna, you know, lay his hands on you.
Yeah, girl.
I think that's it. I think that's all the only jokes I have for that. But I just liked how we took this really abstract concept and kind of just put it in there.
It's gonna be a long episode, by the way.
It's fine. It will.
It's gonna be a long episode. But
well, I mean, you can cut a lot of this stuff out.
Yeah, but we're gonna be putting this back in. So
you're only like a minute or two.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
We're just gonna be. Okay, so.
So this is one of my favorite. Speaking I don't know if this is the right spot, but this is one of my favorite bits.
Yeah. Prepare.
This isn't actually me describing it.
There's a part where you like the description of you.
This is me describing it. So I'm going to describe it. That's not the story about how I think I have the story.
The story's in here too.
In this one.
But see, the problem with this clip is that it starts here and goes for 5 minutes until you just say the story.
Yeah.
So like you describe what the dog fart is like socially, and then you go into the story later. So
okay, well, we may not do all of it.
Okay.
You'll hear at home. What
yeah.
Drunk Kendrick does.
Actually, I never actually explained why I used the term dog fart.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was.
So that's what the concept was, and the example actually had is sadder because it uses dogs that aren't alive anymore. But when I was back when I was living up in the woods, we had 4 or 5 dogs up there at one point. We just kept collecting them, right? And we had one of them who was old, and there's a couple of them. One of them would just bark to stir up trouble because she was bored and she was awful. So you just kind of look around and start barking until someone else started barking, and then join in. She was a little bitch, but quite literally. But we had another one who was getting old and deaf, but still had just the most amazingly terrible farts you've ever seen. She would have room-clearing farts. I mean, like, she'd fart, and you're like, I'm going to go read a book somewhere else. This is terrible. She would chase dogs out of the room.
That totally fart.
Yeah. And so she was lonely and didn't understand why. And what happened once was she farted loudly, and another dog thought it was like a growl or a bark, so that other dog barked to join in the, you know, the fray of oh, we're barking at something, I guess we're barking. Well, the first farting dog, she was mostly deaf, but would still pick up on things like barking, so she heard the bark and started barking as well. So the other dog was like, oh, I guess we are barking, and then it started barking, and then other dogs came running in from all around the house, just barking bloody murder, like, we're barking at something, I don't know what's going on, we're barking, and then they just run from window to window, following each other, but no one is leading, so they're all just following each other from window to window, barking at everything they can find until it's a fucking cacophony.
It's like a,
and you can't get them to shut up because none of them know what's going on, so they're just barking until forever.
It's like a rabble rouse.
Yeah.
Like people like the. I'm a thing into that though, because it's the cutest little image in my head: a dog farting and another dog barking, and the dog being like, "What? I don't know what happened. What? Oh god, it's happening." You
and
farted so suddenly you startled yourself.
Yes.
But you didn't startle yourself via knowing you farted. No. You startled yourself because somebody else barked at your fart.
Yes. And then you bark at them, and then she was deaf, so you couldn't get her to shut up because you had to, like, go up to her and her face and, like
no.
Stop her. Because if you just yelled at her, she wouldn't stop because she didn't understand. Because she didn't realize she was deaf. That was the worst part.
So
if you, like, poked her or, like, brushed her, it's like, hey, like, you know, not pop on the nose, and she'd get all hurt, like, why don't you tell me to stop? And it's like, we did for, like, 5 minutes. Shut the fuck up. She just didn't realize how deaf she was, so.
Well, yeah, so that's the idea behind it.
That's the
reason it's called a dog fart. And that to me, is the most easy way to understand the idea, because it is that whole knee-jerk reaction, like, somebody's being instigatory, whether they mean to be or not. Someone else reacts to the instigation and not the event that was the center. Yeah, and then the, like, person who instigated, whether they knew it or not, is now fighting.
Almost certainly involved
yeah.
in the thing.
Yeah.
Parking for no real reason.
And you're like, then they start fighting about something that's not even related to the
initial
incident.
You're like, what the fuck are you going on about? And we've all seen this play out in the microcosm. All
right.
So
we kind of got bored of listening to that, but Kendrick, later, you poor bastard, is going to go ahead and edit all that so that you'll have a somewhat concise, if not choppy.
They didn't even hear that, so why are you saying that stuff?
Somewhat concise, if not choppy.
Like, they didn't listen for 5 minutes, right?
No. Okay. But what I was saying is, what you just heard was a concise,
yeah,
if not
okay.
if choppy, explanation of the dog fart, which I still prize as one of my insights into social media.
I'm surprised you didn't write, like, a book on it or something.
Well, I'm not pretentious enough to sniff my own farts.
That's fair. Maybe we'll move you to San Francisco, then you can write some cool books. Like MIDI Mouse to Bro Rape.
Chip Tunes to Bro Rape.
Chip Tunes to Bro Rape.
Kendrick Evans story, part one.
Part
two.
How I got to San Francisco.
Dog farts.
All right. Next one we got is
the first highball. Yeah, no, we got to do that. Okay. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
So for a long while, we were talking about getting sponsors and we're joking around and things like that. And it's funny because in one of the really early episodes, if you listen, we start talking about like, what are we going to do when we're doing this podcast and we have like real recording device and we're actually doing stuff and like we, you know, get sponsors. And sponsors is the only thing in that list that we had earlier that we didn't do.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like we need to figure it out.
We need to get listenership first.
But then we started, you know, highballing harder than usual and, you know.
Hardcore highball.
I'm going to do this first because... Highball, please send me a free case of Henchy drinks.
That'd be cool.
Your shit's expensive.
So that was the first one.
Yeah, so we didn't say the same thing, just like we didn't say, you know, spitting in the stream of consciousness first,
nope,
but
that was our first
held
plea
on.
For Highball to give us some money. Please, Highball. I'm not going to open one. It's late. I'm going to go to bed.
I'll open a beer and we'll call it Highball.
Okay. Highball, give us money. Nice. All right. So the next one is me again. And it's about explaining what douche canoes are. So, and look, it's a picture of, never mind. I'm going to go ahead and start it now.
And roll the clip.
Ignore the part where Switzerland and their participation in the last 200 years of conflicts, of being neutral but selling weapons to one side or the other, or hiding their activities. It's bullshit. I fucking hate it. Plus, they're douche canoes, so there's that. Anyway.
Like, every one of them is a
real
life canoe.
Every single Swiss person is a canoe used for flushing out a vagina.
But, like, how does the canoe get used? Like, to flush out a vagina?
You gotta straddle it, and it's really uncomfortable. It's not even good
it's
at
not,
either
like,
of its jobs.
Like, hoses or anything.
And it's also not water. Like, it's not buoyant. So, like, it's bad at all of its jobs. It's like an ass cravat.
Well, there
what's
you go, everyone. That's how a douche canoe works, isn't it?
You know. You push me, I told you. So...
Well, you'll hear a sharp cut because it was another zigzag.
I asked for that and I got what I asked for.
I maintain that the Swiss are douche canoes.
And if you want to hear more of Kendrick ranting, there's an entire episode of it.
I don't remember where it is, but you'll find it.
I didn't listen to it. I didn't want to try it.
It's not good.
I don't know if it's bad. I know I've listened to you rant a lot.
There's a whole spiel I have in there about Breaking Bad or something, isn't there? Like I go into this like. It's a nightmare.
If you're ever like, if you do mushrooms, listen to that podcast and you'll be in a good spot.
Dude, if anyone goes out and finds that episode and comments on it, I'll give you $10.
Okay.
As long as you're not Kyle.
Good. I don't want it.
Yeah, go find that comment, make a reference to something in it showing you heard it and listen to it, and I'll give you $10. Cash money. That's a Kendrick promise.
Speaking of being audacious and bombastic, this next part is where we may go a little bit too far about racism in Hollywood.
We can't go on the back and forth banter there because you just went to the maximum.
Yep.
The buttoning of the buttoning. About
don't button.
ScarJo not even being remotely animated. And that's why she's not a good character for this.
You know, I completely agree. There is a wealth of talent in Hollywood and out of Hollywood, quite frankly, that are animated. And that the fact that they're not using any of those actors is offensive.
It is. It's like, it really is a thing about, like, you really need to pare down your labor pool here. You need to respect the fact that animated actors need to be represented.
And this was a story about an animated person.
Yes.
So it's vital. It's core to the character, really.
I mean, let's be real about what Ghost in the Shell was. It was anime. Anime comes from a place of... It's animation. That's what the word comes from.
It's animated. And it's simply offensive to me that you would think... You could whitewash it by putting a regular adult human person in that position.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you don't even care about the community or the culture around animations enough to even respect that they could be a potential for this position.
Right? Yeah, I feel like they didn't even consider any animated actors.
No, it's like, I mean, we can't find stats on this. I'd like to point that out, everyone listening.
Yeah,
this
data is really, really hard to collate.
Yeah.
No one's collecting.
No, but we have some assumptions about society that we know internally, and those assumptions
they're true.
You know, that
they're
basically
true.
Minority groups don't get recognized for basically anything. Like,
ever.
And minority groups being animated people that have wheelchairs that only have one wheel.
Ducks.
If you can tell, we went on that banter for a long time. But the real problem is that ScarJo's white, and she's not Japanese.
Yeah.
And white people are not allowed to participate in any type of Japanese culture representation or anything.
So that was a good bombastic one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that line of bullshit, like, a lot. It's right. We don't have data for it, but we just know that it's right.
I didn't know Kendrick was going to say animated either, and that kind of, like, that was kind of fun. Cause
yeah, we just roll with it. I think that's, I really appreciate our ability to just roll with those stupid reindeer games. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
And having said that, I still enjoyed that movie, even though it was garbage. But the best part about it is the parts that were garbage had nothing to do with ScarJo.
Yeah. Like, which is like,
it was all the writing that was crap. It was the Hollywood writers that ruined that movie, not the casting. That's my favorite part about that.
Yeah.
It was literally who are human garbage and probably should all be lined up against the wall and shot one at a time so they can each know what's coming for them as they go.
This is ridiculous.
And then once they're all dead, we can get actual talent in there.
Oh my God. Writer's strike. More like writers shut up.
Should be struck.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right.
So this next clip we have is actually just the inspirational music clip.
Okay, yeah. Did you just want me to play?
No, I was going to say, yeah, just play the inspirational music for a second. We can...
because there's a...
There might be a section in there. I just don't remember where it's at. I just saw the video and I got really excited. No, it's right there. It's got to be right there because...
Yeah, it's this one right here.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe that. That might be the plagiarism one.
No, that's later.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
There is always an imaginary audience. They're the ones that applaud whenever I do something interesting, or laugh whenever I do something funny, or whenever that music comes on,
Oh man, one of these days I'm gonna have to do the challenge round on a podcast. I think of that stupid jingle I found. You know those inspirational videos? Let's share this for the world, both of our listeners. Hi, Mom.
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
Though. Oh. Remember that I found that inspirational piano music that someone
put? Oh, yeah!
And then there's all got those goofy videos online that people are like, imagine there's a world.
It's not...
Be living in a world where you don't have to wipe your ass anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give money to my new Indiegogo campaign for Ass Wiper 2000. Figure it out.
So, yeah, I think Kendrick and I are going to do a whole episode around that inspirational piano music. And just...
Imagine, if you would, a world in which there were no people of any kind of color.
A world where color didn't even exist because every single person in this world is colorblind.
And when we say that, of course, we mean white.
Not black or purple or even animated people, just pure white.
But quite literally just white people that we're talking about.
Yeah, no, they're just really literally white.
It's just white
people. Yeah, white.
So, and that's probably going to sound garbage, but I'm keeping it.
The episode will be a lot like that when we choose to do it.
So the challenge round, okay, so this is I think it's a 2-minute track. 2-minute and 16-second track. And the challenge round is to be able to fill all of it until the conclusion sound, which I think sounds like this. Like it just kind of trails out, and then trail out with an appropriate message. That's the challenge: is to be able to do that whole thing.
Yeah. So if you want to be on that episode, let us know, and we can do rounds. Like we can have people come in and just do it. You can prep. You can just do a free ball. It's whatever. It's going
to
be great.
It's a challenge. It is, and the trick is to not laugh because it's such a fucking stupid thing. In that same episode, though, going back, because these aren't in chronological order.
They're in Kyle order, which is like...
I actually went back earlier and pulled this out into its own soundbite.
Really?
I did.
Like, and way long ago or like
no,
early
like
today?
Today.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it in context.
Okay.
You all ready? Here we go. Space politics. Maybe is totally canceled.
Let's just do like a quick roundup of these and then we can start doing more. We could do it like a short topic roundup.
Let's do that for like a 5-minute bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. The 5-minute bang, bang, bangs.
Yeah.
Then we'll do 5-minute bang, 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 bangs episodes.
I certainly didn't steal that from another podcast I was just listening
and to. I didn't steal short topic roundup from another podcast. Shut up.
We are plagiarists. It's what you do.
Do, 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 do.
Okay.
There's a plagiarism song for all you fans out there.
So, boys and girls. We are plagiarists. It's... what you do.
Do, 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 do.
So that's gonna probably have to come back later.
That's like, yeah. That's not the first song we've ever sung, but that definitely wasn't the last one we've ever sung. Because I think there's even other songs
we've
on this list.
So many songs.
So I mean, you're like the Hobbit of podcasts, the book, not the Free Peoples, but because they're the Free Peoples of Hobbit. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's the Lord of the Rings thing. he's looking around the room like someone is going to come in. Yeah, it's very musical. Like the book The Hobbit's very musical.
I just love your little musical accompaniment that came with it. Because I thought my clapping and we were done. And then you was like, dee, 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 dee. And you're like, all right, let's do it. I mean, I'm surprised we didn't launch like a full-on musical at that point.
Yeah. That's our plagiarism song.
Yeah, that was a plagiarism song, everybody. We probably stole it. Prove us wrong. Anyway.
The next one is about dick pics.
It's about dick pics, and I gotta admit, I wasn't super sure, so we'll see how this goes. Are you ready, everybody?
Go ahead.
Unless you're breaking a law, I don't understand this whole... I guess it's where you're like,
I'm in the exact same boat.
Send dick pics to a 14-year-old or something, then that's... What are you hiding? Like, what...
Well, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah,
it's
but at the same time, I'm not necessarily a fan of that justification. It was if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear.
I guess, but...
I don't like that justification, but at the same time, if someone's like, we hacked into his phone and found pictures of his dick, you're like, yeah, you hacked into his phone. Like, you violated his privacy, and then you found private shit.
I guess, why are you hiding is wrong? What I meant to say is, why are you so special? Like, what makes you
I would say it's like, if you sent a picture... If that got into the public eye because you released it, that's one thing. Like, oh man, this guy's sending pictures of his dick to everybody. Stop it. But then it's like, he sent some dick pic to somebody, and then it was intercepted. And he's like, so someone fucking, like, stole his data and then showed it? That doesn't reflect badly on this person, I don't think.
At all. Like, just
it's like, he stole his data.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And, like, let's be real for a second. I'm going to have to go out on a limb and guess that maybe 70-90% of people have taken pictures of themselves naked on their phones. That have phones, that can take pictures that are nice. I don't even care if that's wrong, because it's a lot of people. And you've probably tried it. All right? So, like, maybe you don't judge people so harshly when they find out they've been taking naked pictures.
I think the biggest part about that is it's sort of that you got, I didn't kind of thing.
You got.
You got, and I didn't.
Well,
so I that guy.
Protect my stuff.
I would never do that.
I wasn't on an iPhone or like.
Yeah, it's like I would never get caught with my pants down. It's like, yeah, but you're fucking lucky, is what you are, and you're like, you're sweating bullets.
So yeah, sometimes when we talk about serious stuff, we also like to bring in stuff that's like ridiculous, because there's nothing better than having a deep philosophical conversation about dick pics.
So if I remember correctly on that episode, I didn't listen to it, just the clip, but okay. If I remember correctly, that was us talking about how people don't give a shit about, like, privacy law and whatever. Like, oh, you want to skim my email? That's okay. You want to scan my whatever? That's okay. Dick pics? Whoa! Yeah. Well, we demand freedom.
Yeah, because it kind of started with, like, the idea that you're like, I don't want to get on X platform because they're going to see my information. And you're like, well, everybody already has it. And then we start talking about the, what is it called, like, Boobapalooza or whatever it was called. Like,
oh, yeah.
Boobageddon or the thing like was happening at the time where everybody's phones got hacked in Hollywood. And
there was
just
like
naked
big
pictures
release.
Of like
people. Right, and everyone just lost their shit.
And
what was that called?
I don't... It has a sweet name, but I'm sure we can find it. I hope there's a clip of you being like, blah, 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 like later. Like just in the most monotone voice.
Fappening.
But anyway, the next one we have to talk about
dick
is...
Dick pics.
I don't know. So these we're getting into the ones that that someone else suggested now. So
it's Kevin,
it's Kevin. All the bikes are off.
Hi Kevin. It's fine.
Thanks for helping us.
We used to drive past this route. We don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We used to drive up Wadsworth.
Okay.
And we used to remember see the secret cabal meeting of the construction workers.
Mm.
And this was us like narrating their meeting.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
There's oh that. My Look at god, it. The clandestine meeting of construction workers.
In high-vis vests.
Dude, that lady is like, today, we will fight for our freedom! And you're like, Janet, just calm the fuck
Janet,
down.
It's road construction. Not that complicated.
So, Janet, if you do listen to the podcast, I don't know why I chose Janet. I don't, that girl, the lady does not look like you at all. You're very unique.
It was a, person. It was a good placeholder name.
That was a short one.
Yeah.
It was just, whatever. The whole point of it was just like, we drove past these people and they had like their morning meeting at 6 o'clock or whatever when we drove past.
Every fucking time.
And so it was always like, but it always kind of looked like they were going to overthrow something. It was like, it's way
yeah,
too epic of a
she
meeting.
She would stand in the middle or the main head
like
construction guy would stand in
a
little
thing.
And then everyone would stand around him in a circle, kind of like the cult meeting or something. But mean, it just shows our, like, willingness to make up a story about you. So, you know, come on. Let us make up a story about you.
We'll make a story about you. We're getting to the point where I don't have them prepped now.
Okay. So we can just, like, soon. You know. Yeah.
Soon, yeah.
Kendrick is happy, though.
Apparently, so I am happy here. And this is me singing. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Like, I generally consider myself a pretty happy person most of the time.
Lucky.
And I generally sleep about 6 hours a night.
And I'm dead inside, and I also sleep 6 hours a night.
But you are happy. I would say you're generally a happy person.
I don't know. You're if I put my car in this person's car.
Satisfied. Even though you come off as an angry, gigantic piece of human garbage, you are happy about their situation in life. So you might get frustrated with people, but, like, you understand that you don't have... You understand what you have.
Imagine me and you. I do. No matter how we rock the dupes,
I don't know the song. I was gonna sing another part,
and you for me. So happy to help
me. I can't see me
podcasting with nobody but you
for all my life. Something, something. The song is kind of. All right.
I just got bored. Everybody out.
I was singing a song to you, Kyle.
I know. I actually listened back on that, and I kind of feel like a jerk. So
I don't think you were quite realizing what you weren't tracking. I think
no, I was just like doing that thing I do where I like sing over like the real song and kind of make up my own lyrics. But
yeah that's funny looking back on that.
Kendrick dedicate a song to me, people, and I gave no shits. Apparently,
I did it.
Are we into the part where you need to like do your thing?
Well, let me see here. What do we got? I got listicle without ick.
marry your best friend, not your enemy. Do you have that one up?
I don't know. 77. It's the episode. Right?
Just click that shit. Click it. No, we gave you exact time
cans. No, I didn't get there yet. Okay, guys. Hold on.
All right, you ready?
People at home, this is Marry Your Best Friend, Not Your Enemy. We did not preview this. We don't know what we're getting into. This was someone else's plan.
Balls to the walls. Here we go.
Boom.
Don't really deal with shit like from people they don't like very well. So you're like, I don't need this in my life. Please leave. And then you kind of don't talk to those people anymore.
That would make sense.
Validated. Marrying your best friend eliminates the risk of divorce by over 70%. And this marriage is more likely to last a lifetime. Well, I feel like you said the same thing twice.
If you marry a person that you'd be married to, that's better for you to marry than you're going to be married to a person that you're better being married to.
If you eat pizza, you're eating cheese and dough at the same time.
If you have a pizza that you like, then you like the pizza that you have. And you're like, I blame fucking Confucius.
Well, I guess it's good because marrying your best friend is good. I mean, you always probably want to try to make sure you're going to be spending your life with the people that
you want to spend your life with. I mean, that's serious. What's the alternative? Marrying your greatest enemy? Like, what? Why wouldn't you? Go on.
That was a
Kevin. Thank you for that. Yeah. He gave it enough lead-in time.
Yeah,
and it worked out well. But I just love where I get. Go on.
He gets bent out of shape about this, like, stupid psychology.
And then I had to, like, physically let it go. I had to, like, get all up and like...
And then you can hear me cracking up in the background because Kendrick's about to have a fucking, like, hemorrhage in his head.
And I'm like, I could put this car in the wall, and that's fine.
Do it.
I will. Okay, so where are we at here? 81.
Phenomena. Mena, phenomena,
phenomena.
This is us trying to fill time while Kendrick puts the clip here.
Putting the clip, you'll hear the clip. It'll come up. In fact, you'll hear the clip now.
I just did that, and now you're the one that said it.
Okay, well, we're still. I'm gonna cut this in.
Clip now.
Because no, clip now.
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 Oh, now.
I like when someone did the math at NASA, I want to say, and they figured out how to do a warp bubble, like from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we figured out a way, based off of observed phenomena, to create a bubble around an object of warp space to allow that object to effectively travel faster than light.
So what we learned is that Kevin likes songs.
Yeah, and we also like songs.
I mean, I like can't how many blame Kevin songs at all because this is pretty much like I'm looking at this now like song, 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 horrifying child, Kyle's mom being drunk. So let's continue on here now. I'm going to talk a little bit as if I am not scrolling furiously to find this, but I do appreciate that Kevin is willing to go through and listen to these for nothing. Kevin, I owe you a Coke. This next one is Kyle's highball theme.
I don't remember this.
In a moment, namely...
Now.
Meow.
Meow.
That didn't
call you. The highball, and this is just going to be straight up pitch for highball for the first 20 minutes.
You know, that's fine.
Highball's the greatest energy drink you've ever known.
We're making up slogans for you.
It's got vitamin B6 and B12 and pantheonic acid, but nothing else.
That is the best theme song I've ever heard, by the way. We should submit that to them as what they should do. And nothing else. And a snap, and that's it. You're done.
Highball. You'll drink it.
Highball. Drink that shit.
Highball. In your mouth. Wait, what?
Okay, now it's getting a little weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I don't know what we're going to do. I feel like you listen to yourself enough, and you're like, oh, fuck, like, how can I top that?
Oh, I'm fried. All I know is that.
We are plagiarists. It's what you do.
So our next one is where... Actually, I'm not even going to introduce it. I think I just want to play what it is.
Follow your heart.
Listen to your
heart. I haven't heard this yet, so.
All right, so we're going to give you some lead in, and you'll understand fast.
The person really didn't care that you were turning right.
No, they wanted to get on the 6th, so they really wanted to get in that line of traffic ahead of me.
Insert cake song reference here. Be quiet. You have to wait for the cake.
I don't.
Okay.
Could you give Future Kendrick a hint?
Future Kendrick. It's called a song called "A Long Line of Cars" by Cake.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I said
weirdly specific. Thanks, Cake, for being weirdly specific. Maybe I'll put in like a clip.
Oh.
Or I'll compress the entire song into one little just spasmodic outburst.
Yeah. That way you don't get like copyright infringement. Because they can't
watch me. Understand. Watch me stay up all night to do that. Next Tuesday.
I will watch you. I'll watch you through your house windows.
That's good. That's cool.
You actually...
So, yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. That's amazing.
So, yeah.
It's kind of scary.
It is. Let me see if I can pull it up again here. I think I need to play it. I'm going to play it for you, and you guys just get to hear the shitty background line of it. So, here you go. Ready, Cal?
Yeah. It's like an alien trying to communicate if you do a radio.
He's trying to communicate with us via cake.
All it knows is one song. Only play it in its period of 1 second.
Yeah, no. So what I did was I compressed it and then would pitch it up and then compress it and pitch it. So I'd play it at double speed so it went half and then pitch down and then double speed, pitch down until it went down to 2 seconds. And that's why it's not high pitched. But it's just all of those, like, it's just undersampled. So it's like...
Did you actually stay up all night doing that?
No, it only took me about an hour.
Wow!
Not even, actually. It took less than an hour.
I think you should all respect the fact that Kendrick, over the last 2 years, has actually become an audio editing person.
Yeah, like, I'm not that awful at it, which is kind of horrifying. But yeah, so no, I was pretty proud of that. I am legitimately surprised still. I'm not a huge Cake fan, but I'm still blown away that they have a song called Long Line of Cars. Because it was like, well, wow, they wrote that for literally our experience right here. This is amazing.
All right, the next one is one of the two Labor Day podcasts we
there
have.
There are some Labor Day podcasts.
And it was I don't even know what relationship
I should have edited
is,
those.
But...
I should have edited those more.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely under-edited them when I put them out because I thought it would just be funnier if they weren't edited well.
And then we learned a valuable lesson about editing.
I don't know what I learned, to be honest. I'm pretty sure I did.
It was a valuable lesson about editing.
I don't know that I did that either. I'm pretty sure I just did it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a small child talking. And I got bored. So, here you go.
Kick my cup over, please. I really want you to do that.
That's a close one. It almost blew up.
It almost blew up.
If it blew up,
you will die. He did kick that cup over. And you
will die. And you will die. All of you will die.
All of you will die.
Now, take
if there's anything I can take away from today, it's that a 4-year-old
I probably to protect the ears. I will die. Voice, so.
To protect the
all
innocent.
Of you will die.
Yeah, me.
Oh, because you're like, why do you guys have a podcast that's adult rated with a small child on it? What are you doing in that basement?
We're not his parents.
Yeah, I don't know why he's here.
Put the shovel down. I'm not making it better.
All of you will die.
Dude, that was pretty awesome. And we don't know whose kid that was. It just was a kid.
Yeah, I have no idea. He just walked in, told us we were going to die. Zitzok,
having random kids in it since 2017.
Just that one time, really, actually.
You're right. I mean, I had another one. And that was pretty funny because it's one of the times that Kendrick did editing. And it was kind of cool.
Not as much as I should have, but enough for me.
Mm-mm. Rather, it was the one time you edited nothing else but the one thing you wanted to edit.
I enjoyed myself. In that same party, another episode, here's Kyle's mom.
Welcome for being on the podcast. And it's Kyle.
This list, I don't care. Fuck it.
What's going on?
What a...
Hi, kids.
What's up?
Hello.
Mom, on a scale from 1 to 10, how many shots of Fireball have you had?
So what?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how many shots of Fireball have you had?
I have not had any.
Yeah, fucking right.
Nope, I did not. I refused. I refused.
Okay, so how many of those Jello shots did you have?
75.
On a scale from 1 to 10, right?
At least half of that cooler.
So scale of 1 to 10, 75. Yes.
And it's not a quantity. That's
I
actually
had, like,
scale.
Way too many. Yeah. It's okay. It's Labor Day.
Do you need a wheelchair? You need
once a year, I get drunk. And
Amy bought a wagon that we used to move. We can tool you around.
It's so cool. It's green.
A green wagon?
Yeah, it's a gorilla wagon.
We're recording a podcast.
And I just kind of
are
on.
You? Hi.
Oh.
My mom's now a guest on the
podcast.
You're
now a guest on the podcast.
You don't listen to it, but you're a guest now.
There's no video.
You're damn it.
And Mom, you're still probably not listening to the podcast.
That's fine, though.
But you're on it.
You're on it.
We should get your parents on it, because they listen to it.
That's true. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
God, this is going to be a pain in the ass for me to edit.
It's going to be great. And the final thing we're going to end on is one of our best moments ever. Did you make it, or did your brother make it?
I made it in GarageBand on my iPad.
So you didn't, no influences from Corwin here at all?
No, not for this one, no.
Oh, wow. You should play all the, like, the weird samples we had for it.
Did I?
Because we have all the samples? Other ones. Because you did had, like, the bluesy one.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Do you have any of that stuff still?
Yeah. I'll play it now.
Yeah.
I waited until after that.
Why did you wait? Because the yawn was part of the awesomeness.
I didn't realize that was what it was. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the Sit-Suck intro song.
I don't like
now.
That Sit-Suck intro. I want something to be a little more, like, stream-related. It's like someone peeing for, like,
just saying that,
a
like,
couple of seconds.
Since it is...
Since it was money. Wait, shit.
Wait, we can't give ourselves money.
That was the original Kyle's mouth diversion of the theme song.
And I didn't like it, so what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to play the sequence of what I sent Kyle over our Thanksgiving break when I was... diddling around with this on my iPad, and so here's the first.
That
I want to point out that at no point was I even remotely sober.
That was that one's like you're like at a football game.
Yeah,
like,
you're like
you're about to like
it's happening.
It's like a marching band kind of.
And I don't want to go into it too much, but we went back and forth, and I'm sure we were both drunk. But so here's the second version. Ready? So that
one is like futuristic.
I kind of wanted to take that one and stuff its head in the toilet.
Did you?
Like it if that was a person, I'd have given him a wedgie.
Wow. Yeah. That's like the neck beard of our theme songs.
Yeah. So then this is the third one I said. So, you know,
that one was thoroughly underwhelming.
Yeah.
Do you have the original? Do you have the real one?
Let me see here. Make sure I have it. I have the. So here is the current one that we actually use.
Do it. That one, I think we settled on it, or I like it a lot because of it sounds like Reading Rainbow, and
it
our
does
podcast
sound a
little
like
is educational. That's it's all.
It's edutainment.
And that's what it is. It's that thing he said. All right. Well,
wait. It's.
Edutainment.
I got all these sound bites.
My God, you should make those like public so people can like.
I should.
Use them.
I'll do it.
Do you have the science one?
Mediocre.
Science.
Yeah, the one where I'm like science, like What?
Oh no, I don't think I have that.
There's a chance for science here?
I don't think I have that one.
Oh, well, that was like the one from the beginning. I can't remember it.
I got this one.
And we're back.
And this one that I did that was not.
Oh god, what's happening?
Oh god.
Because that was like way out of context. All right, folks, this is way long.
Thanks for sticking with it, and thanks for staying to the end. You got our super inside our theme song type of thing that you got going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that there's some listeners. 100 episodes, man.
Can't take that back.
No, we're in it to...
That's like
something.
3,000 minutes of our lives.
Double that for editing, so...
Wow, that's true. Your life sucks. All right, bye, everybody. Before Kendrick takes a knife, this was Sit Sock. Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for 100 episodes of goodness. He's killing himself now. Bye.